God is good. It's amazing what He can do in our lives. You know, you're in revival. So many times we think about revival and we think about going to church. We think about singing a few songs, and enduring the time and going home. And I know you've been going every Sunday for 4 weeks. This is the fourth week. And tonight, before you go home, you're probably going to say, we wish we'd only had three. Because God's worked on my heart so much this week, and this morning, and this afternoon, trying to look at really revival. You know, we go through so many motions. We go through and do so many things. And then we turn right around and leave God out. And sometimes we miss the very things that God wants us to have. Because we have in our mind and our heart fixed what we think it has to be. And the way it's got to be. And tonight, I don't really know exactly where I'm going. Before I pray, I just want to tell you something. I sit in my office and cried this afternoon because I could not get a release. And saying, God, I don't know what you want and what's going to happen, but God, I'm going. And when I get there, I'm expecting you to be there. And I'm expecting you to move in my heart, if no one else. May we pray. Father, I'm so thankful. I love you so much. You've carried me so many times in so many ways. And God, I'm so thankful for that. Tonight, Lord Jesus, may we just turn our hearts and our minds inward. Look within ourselves as we think about revival. What does it mean to me individually? What does it mean to stand and to know that God is there, that I can trust you, Lord? That I can serve you with all my heart. And God, to come back to what is the most important thing in our life. What is the most important thing as being a Christian? Sometimes I think we miss the very simplicity of what God has done. Like the song a while ago about Daniel in the lion's den. God, I can't even imagine the experience he had that time of seeing the lions just lay down. Maybe even himself to lay down beside them. Little David walking across to the old giant, trusting in God with all of his heart. God, how we in churches and all over this land, preachers and everyone included, how we need to get back to the truth of God's Word, your Word, Lord. And to begin to worship you with truth, with love, with excitement, with joy. And God, to put aside all those things that we harbor in our hearts and our minds. And let it be cleansed. And Lord, let your Spirit fill it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we pray it in your precious name, Lord. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to you about revival. How many of you are going to live through eternity? All of you. And all of you are going to live somewhere in eternity. And where is that going to be? Is it going to be in glory? Or is it going to be in that place that seems like we don't want to talk about anymore, a place called hell? I believe it's real. I believe it's something we have to face, and we have to make a decision between whether we're going to live in glory or we're going to play like church and we're going to end up somewhere we don't want to be. Revival, being brought back to love and devotion to God. We can come to church every week. Two or three times, we can hear messages over and over and over, and yet they don't seem to sink into our hearts. They don't really challenge us to be moved to where God would have us to move. It's so easy to come to church, isn't it? It's so easy to say amen and praise the Lord and come in the church to worship. But when we come down to the reality of restoring and being revitalized, revived, brought back to love and devotion to God, brought back to fresh breath of love and devotion to Him. All across this land, I think coronavirus has tried its best to destroy us. It's tried its best to shut us down. And I praise God that He hadn't been able to do it. That we continue to go forward. We continue to know that He's there, trusting Him, being renewed in our faith. A fresh anointing from God. A recommitment, dedicated afresh to follow and serve the Lord. You see, it's real easy to get complacent. Real easy to get satisfied. Real easy to think that I'm okay. And I see many people that I see go to church on Sunday morning and Sunday night, they're all sad and gloom and they're not happy. They come to church, they get happy. But when they go home, it's all down in the mouth and out. Why can't we be happy all the time? I ask myself that all the time. Why can't you just be happy? Why can't you be excited about what God is doing in your life? Why can't you just redirect your life to live like a true soldier of Jesus? Why can't we just come back to the joy and the peace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? So many times it seems that we get so excited about some things, but when we come back to, let me ask you a very pointed question. Have you been born again? Are you a born again child of God? Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? You see, we can come to church. We can put on a face. We can put on a smile. We can holler and shout and do everything else. But inside, we know we're empty. We see it in our churches. Churches are going to church. They go in. They laugh. They smile. They wave at each other. They sit down and they pray. And they listen a few minutes and nobody says anything. I thank God. Y'all just say amen real loud one time. You know? That helps a preacher. You know, we need to know you're agreeing with us. We need to know that we're on the same page, that we're all here for the reason of turning our soul attention and our heart to Jesus Christ, to God of glory, to truly be renewed. Remember, you're either going forward or backward. You don't stay where you are. You have to make a decision. God, I'm going to go forward. And tonight I want to ask you, and I hope that before we're through, that you come to an understanding and a point of saying, God, I recognize there's some faults in me. I recognize I'm sometimes good, sometimes bad. And God, sometimes when I get bad, I forget to tell you and ask you for forgiveness. And I forget to walk like you tell me to walk. We're either going forward or backward. Revival. Revival. Revival is bringing back to life. Are y'all alive? Are you happy? Do you rejoice in God and what He's doing in your life? When you get home, I'm on metal. When you get home, are you still as sweet to your sweetheart as you are when you come into church? Men, are you still as loving and caring when you get home as you are in front of everybody at church? You see, revival means we have come to the understanding that we need a renewal. We need a restoration. We need a recommitment. We need to come back to understanding who we are, what we are, where we are, and the one that we love and we serve. And when we rejoice, it's in Him and not in ourselves. And we come back to checking up. I know many preachers I've talked with through the years come into my office and talk with me and share with me, "Brother Scott, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm tired. I'm weary. And nobody seems to care. And nobody wants to help me. And nobody's willing to do what God says to do." And I preach to them and I tell them about the glory of God and about serving Him and doing what He wants us to do. And all they do is sit there and look at me. Instead of saying, "Yes, sir, let's go. Let's do it." Churches are dying at a faster rate than ever in history. Churches are closing their doors. And it's all because we've begun to look in ourselves instead of looking into the Lord and Savior Himself. When we get our eyes fixed upon Jesus, when we get to the point where we know that He's been calling us to live for Him, not just to sit in a pew, not to just fellowship, not to even be leaders of the church, but servants of the Lord, faithfully. Any of you ever gone to the refrigerator and you get a jug, if you will, of milk out of the refrigerator, expecting that when you pull that out of there, it's going to be good? You know, I don't know about y'all, but I have a little stomach problem sometime at night. I go to the refrigerator and I pull that milk out and I pour me a glass of milk and I drink it before I go to bed. Man, it's better medicine than all them pills, I promise you. And you sleep so good. You sleep so good. But I want to ask you something. Do y'all know what clabber is? All y'all know what clabber is? Have you ever gone to the refrigerator and pulled that bottle of milk out and opened the top and it smells so bad? And it's just lumpy, clumpy. Stinks. And there you were wanting that good sweet milk, and all you found was clabber. You couldn't drink it. You can't eat it. It just stinks. And it tastes horrible. I want to ask you tonight, if someone were to pull you off the shelf, and somebody just looked at you, would they see clabber or would they see reality of Jesus? So many times we go to church and we put on our face and we walk and we don't do what God says, and we're just like clabber walking and sitting in the pews. Because we're almost, "Preacher, you bless me if you can. Preacher, if you'd preach right, I'd enjoy it more, and I'd come more, and I'd tell, and I'd shout more, and I'd do a little, if you'd just tell it right." Well, I'm going to tell you right. This word is right. This word never fails. And this word says we are to be faithful, we're to be truthful, we're to be loving, we're to put our trust and our faith in Christ Jesus, the Lord of glory. This morning, I'm sure most of you were like me. I was in the bed all curled up nice and warm and snuggled. And it was so peaceful and I was sleeping so good. And all of a sudden, my whole house shook. Shook me out of bed and I got up. And I went and I looked. And I said, "Well, I might as well go back to bed." But I couldn't go back to bed because I was too afraid. Finally, I got in bed and I got to sleep and I'm laying there and I'm thinking, and I started to pray. I said, "God, if this is the end, I'm ready. God, is this really what I'm going to have to face? Are you going to blow me away? Is the house going to leave this place? And am I going to be left out in the woods somewhere when it picked me up and threw me out in the woods. But God, if it's so, so be it. But God, I want you to know I love you no matter what, whether you destroy me or whatever. But God, more than anything else, I want to trust you with all that I am. I want to be renewed in the Spirit of God. I want to walk in your glory. I want to walk in your truth. I want to preach your word. I want God to see people come alive and know that it's real and that they face a judgment one day. Renewal or restoration. Have you examined yourself lately? Have you been honest with God and committed yourself to Him? Tonight, I wonder how many of you are sitting there and really beginning to wonder in your own heart, do I really know Jesus? And God, you see, you know, you're looking right inside, God. You see all this mess. You see all this stuff inside. And God, you want to restore me. You want to refresh me. You want to renew me. And that's what revival is all about, is being refreshed, renewed, and restored in a love and devotion to the Lord and Savior and living your life the way it ought to be. God is so good, so gracious, and He gives us so many opportunities to do and to have His relationship. I need renewal. Do you? Questions. What do I want? What will I do? Am I faithful? Can I get out of myself and truly seek you, God, and your glory? Come in and go out, never changed. I'll tell you how long I've been preaching, 49 years. And I've watched people come in and go out. I've watched them come in and get all excited about Jesus, rejoicing and carrying on and having a great time. And then before long, they're out. Before long, they've evidently got like an old leaky bucket. It don't last long. Are you real? Have you truly trusted in Jesus? Have you really confessed to God that you are a dirty, lost sinner and you don't deserve His love or His mercy? You don't deserve anything, but in His grace and His infinite wisdom, He said, if you will only humble yourself and call upon my name, I will heal you. It's not how high you jump, not how loud you shout. What's really in here. And tonight, what I want you to understand is everyone in this room, I promise you, every one of you, if you got real with yourself, tonight we couldn't hold all of them on the altar. Because I bet some of you had a fuss today, didn't you? Women, come on. Some of you got a little sideways. Maybe some of you sitting there tonight are saying, oh man, hush. But you see, we need to come back to restoration of trusting in God, of walking in God in His glory, and knowing that at the moment of restoration, we're revitalized. Do you have faith in Christ? Do you tonight? Are you determined to keep going? Are you real? Are you at a crossroads? Maybe at a four-way stop, a yield sign, or turn around. The greatest challenge in churches today is what direction, what way are we going to go? The sovereignty and the trustfulness of God, knowing, loving, and serving Him. But Christ, as a son over His own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the days of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. We are always erring in our heart. Church, listen. I'll never get another chance. I know, so I'm going to tell you why I'm here. We need to come back to realizing that it is necessary for us to realize that many times we're going in the wrong direction in our heart. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. Unbelief. Do y'all really believe Jesus is coming again? Do you really believe there's a glory? Do you really believe there's a hell? Are you prepared? Are you ready? Do you know that if the devil were to come in this room tonight, how many of us would go with him? Do you know? I believe with all of our heart we have to come back to commit ourselves unto God, to trust Him with all of our heart, to have a real revival in our heart and our soul and in our churches, that we come alive. We go through the motions. And so many churches, it's amazing. And what I'm trying to share with you is get real with God. Get real with your own self. Get real with the Holy Spirit working in your life. And get real with listening to what the Holy Spirit gives you to do. And then do it with all of your heart. He said, we are to heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily. We need each other to encourage one another, to hold one another up. Take heed. Exhort one another daily. Tonight, what about your life? Have you been revived in this last 4 weeks? Have you really been brought to a new relationship with God? Or have you endured 4 weeks and preachers? I'm being ugly, aren't I? But I'm trying to encourage you to realize you have a great opportunity. Recommit yourself to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy way acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Remember, if you're partakers of Christ, if you hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Are you holding on? Many are holding on by a thread. And we're about to lose. Do you realize how small churches are getting? Do you realize how many churches are closing every day? If we've ever in the life and history of my life, if we've ever been at a point where we needed to step up and stand up and reach out, it's now. You know, little churches all over this country. Many going to church and having 10 and 12 and 20. Y'all got more than that sitting on the front pews. But how many churches do not have that? Why? Do you come just to see how high you can jump and how loud you can shout? Or do you come and say, Lord Jesus, I'm trusting you. I'm giving you all of my confidence to you. I believe what you said when you said, if I would accept you as my Lord and Savior, I would live for you eternally. And this life is so short, and it's perishing, and it's dissolving. Restoration, renewal brings revival. And that restoration comes when you recognize in your heart and your life those things that are keeping you from being where God wants you to be. When you come to be renewed and you say, God, I know I'm your child. God, I know I believe in you. But God, I have to be honest with you. He already knows anyway. I have to be honest with you and tell you, Lord, I'm struggling. Lord, I need you to touch me in a new way. Lord, I need you to move me that I can feel and know your presence. That I might be able to come to church and have the joy and have the excitement and have the understanding of what a great time we can have. And it's all because we all know and we worship and we serve the same Lord and God of creation. I don't know many of you in here. I know your faces. But I wonder how many of you right now having struggles. I know COVID has just about driven us in the ground. But listen, the same God that you trusted to begin with is the same God you can trust all the way. You can be there all the time knowing He loves you. And He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You can know that He's real. I wish I knew how many people, and I'm not boasting here, it's a great burden, that have sat in my office and talked to me through the years. Families, husband and wife, children. So wrapped up in the things that have brought destruction to their life that they cannot get out of it. They struggle and they fight, but yet the old devil's got a hold on them. And they will tell you, I know I need to do this. I know I need to do that. I know I need to do it. And tonight, many of you need to do some things that God wants you to do. And all I'm asking tonight is I'm not going to beg or do anything else to get people to come. That's not real. But I want to encourage you to know that you look in your heart, you look in your mind, and you do what God tells you to do. And you follow God with all of your heart, believing that you can trust. You have made a commitment to Him. Who all in here is saved? How many saved? You made a commitment to God. How many times have you recommitted? Some didn't say anything. Every morning, every day, you got to walk with Him every day. You can't just do it on Sunday. You can't just do it sitting in a pew. And I love you, believe it or not. I love you. But I want you to come today. Did you trust in Jesus for your salvation? Did you trust in Jesus for your salvation? But never doubt Him. Never doubt Him. But love Him and serve Him with all of your heart. Renewal. I don't care how long you've been in church. I don't care how many times you've come. I don't care how many promises you've made to God. There's always time to come before Him. Say, God, I need a fresh anointing. I need a fresh cleansing. I need a fresh breath of your Holy Spirit, that I might know and enjoy every day, even with a mask on, that God, you know right where I am. You know right who I am and where I am. And God, you know that I'm trusting you. There's no other way but the way of the cross. There's no other way but by faith, real living faith in the God of creation. Tonight, I pray that God is real in your heart and in your mind. And tonight is the time when you can make a restoration. When you can say, God, I give it all to you. I'm going to stop struggling. I'm going to stop trying. And God, I'm just going to lean on you and let you lead me where I need to be. I want refreshing. I want renewal. I want restoration. I want to be revived in such a way that I don't care what anybody says or thinks. I want to praise my Lord and my God and give Him glory and honor and thanksgiving and just God set at your feet and praise you. Tonight, I pray that God would lead you that way, brother. Come on.